Now then, for all those that have been following it with interest, or those that just sort of can't get it out of their head because they keep hearing about it, it is the latest case in relation to the primary allegations that were broadcast first of all on the Ten Network in an interview between Brittany Higgins, who alleged that she'd been raped by a Liberal Party staffer, Bruce Learman. Now, off the back of that, Learman, having the charges were not dropped, but the case was not pursued because of concerns in and around Higgins' state of mind. He then has taken action against the Ten Network, claiming defamation in civil proceedings. That went on for 5 or so weeks, where there was all sorts of fascinating evidence given. Justice Michael Lee was hearing it all, and this morning he is sitting there, as I speak still, reading his judgment in this case. If you ever watch these things, folks, sometimes they can take a long time and you're not quite sure where it's heading to as the judge sums up. But I can tell you this, he has said, and don't forget this is a civil case, not a criminal trial, but he has said that on the balance of probability, Bruce Learman raped Brittany Higgins. And he kept stressing that this is a civil finding and not a criminal finding. That a offence has been committed. But nevertheless, when you run a defamation case, you run a risk that the judge will make findings that you didn't expect. So if Justice Michael Lee is making a finding, this is me summing it up, by the way, and it hasn't happened yet. If he's making a finding that on the balance of probability there was a rape, then I can't see, as it progresses, I can't see how Bruce Learman proves in this instance that he was defamed. But here's a bit more of what Justice Michael Lee has had to say about it.
Notwithstanding the need for pause, I'm satisfied that it is more likely than not that Mr. Learman's state of mind was such that he was so intent upon gratification to be indifferent to Ms. Higgins' consent, and hence went ahead with sexual intercourse without caring whether she consented. This conclusion is not mandated by, but is consistent with my finding that intercourse commenced when Ms. Higgins was not fully cognitively aware of what was happening. In summary, I consider it more likely than not in those early hours, after a long night of conviviality and drinking, and having successfully brought Ms. Higgins back to a secluded place, Mr. Learman was hell-bent on having sex with a woman he A, found sexually attractive, B, had been mutually passionately kissing and touching, C, had encouraged to drink, and D, knew had reduced inhibitions because she was very drunk. In his pursuit of gratification, he did not care one way or the other whether Miss Higgins understood or agreed to what was going on. Because of what I find to be Mr. Learman's state of mind of non-advertent recklessness, the knowledge element has been made out.
Well, there you go. So we wait now to see exactly what he finds in terms of the defamation claim that Learman makes against the Ten Network. I'll say it again, this is only my summation, but I cannot see, given that Justice Michael Lee believes in his mind and is satisfied in his mind on the balance of probability that a rape took place, that he could then award in favour of Learman on defamation. I could be wrong. Been wrong before when it comes to legal matters, but I could be wrong. So that's the latest from the Federal Court of Australia. We're still across it. We'll give you the actual judgment, the decision, as soon as we have it to hand. But just repeating that Justice Michael Lee, on the balance of probabilities, believed that Bruce Learman did rape Ms. Higgins, had sexual intercourse with her without her consent, and therefore I find it very difficult to see how he could then ward in Learman's favour as far as defamation is concerned.